Anyone have any questions about this particular section that we've asked you to read, about this prayerful reading? Anyone have any questions about it? Something that needs clarification before we're ready to begin? Yes?
The specific goal of prayerful reading is less an intellectual gathering of information and one attempt to allow personal effectiveness.
More an attempt to?
Less intellectual gathering and more an attempt to allow Shastra to affect us.
Yes.
But then further you say that let potent transcendental words sink deeply to the core of our consciousness.
Yes.
That happens automatically, or one has to be intellectually also.
Well, if one reads in the proper consciousness, this is what's supposed to happen. So what we're trying to do, we make the effort, rather than memorizing and gathering things, we make our effort to be in the correct consciousness to associate with Prabhupada, with Srila Vyasadeva, with the authors of these transcendental literatures, so that they will affect us. Rather than us, we want to associate with them so they affect us. No, you read. That's what the point is. You read and do think about it, instead of just reading. Let it everything enter your consciousness deeply. Whatever you do read, even if it's one sentence, if you can deeply enter into the meaning of it by the grace of the Shastra, get a realization. Is it clear or not clear? Maybe you have to try it and just see. But don't go slowly and think about it. Exactly what you should do. You think about it. What does this mean? Why is Prabhupada said this? Think about it deeply rather than going on and on and on in your reading. Is that clear? Okay. Thank you. Anyone else have any questions? Thank you. Good question. Anyone else have any questions? Yes.
I like that particular point that you said about read until an idea is right, catch up your attention. It's a nice way of holding.
So go slowly and be receptive. That's the point. What we're looking for here is association with the Bhagavatam means association with the Acharyas, with Srila Prabhupada, with Vyasadeva, Srila Vyasadeva, Sukadeva Goswami, you know, such powerful personalities. So we want them to instruct us through their words. We want to be in that consciousness. So that means on our side, we want to be receptive. That means feeling I need these instructions. If we feel like we don't need any instructions, okay. And then we don't need any instructions. But if we can come to a deeper thoughts, we realize we do need instructions. See, because this connects to what we were talking about, is because we're talking about that in this material world we need shelter. So here's one of the main ways we get shelter, is through associating with Prabhupada and through the books. So we take shelter in this way and get instructions through Prabhupada's books. So this is one of the moving to the practical. This is something we can do to actually get shelter in a difficult material world, in an always shifting material world, is take shelter of Prabhupada and the books. So this is a simple methodology to do it. This is moving to the practical, what to do. Any other questions on this material and how to apply it? Because I want to, if everyone feels they have a relatively good understanding, we can try. Okay. So I know it's not. Did you have a question?
Yeah. page number 5 and point 4.
Yes.
You say Gaudiya Acharyas. Are we referring to the commentaries of the Gaudiya Acharyas?
Referring to the Prabhupada has assimilated them also. At this particular point, all the quotations that I've put in here that you'll be reading from are from Prabhupada's books. So sometimes he'll say, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, Jiva Goswami says, so through him we're associating it. Sometimes he doesn't say that, but he's a lot of his ideas are coming from them and through him. Because he hasn't made anything up. So we're getting their association too. These incredibly detached from matter, attached to Krishna persons. Did you have a question, Nitai? I thought you did.
I'm not sure how you can tell the difference between intellectual gathering and when it's actually having an effect on your consciousness. Like, at times when I'm reading Bhagavad Gita, I feel like it intellectually stimulates me. My mind, I feel, wow, this is amazing. I've never thought of it this way. But I'm not sure if it actually has an effect on my consciousness. So how can I differentiate between the two?
Well, don't go in there. Like sometimes when I'm reading, I want to read to memorize things, for example. So it's a matter of what I'm going in to the reading, what my consciousness is like. So rather than being in that mood, which is also an okay mood, rather be in a mood that I need some instruction. I need some deep realization. I need some help. So never mind, you don't have to worry about, well, is this intellect? Don't try to pull it apart. But just be in the right mood. That's our part of the relationship with the book, to be in the right mood. So that's all that's all we try to do. Now I also know it's not easy, you know, how do you turn on, okay, now I'm going to be right in the right mood. You know, I'm going to be in a receptive mood. You can't just do those things very easily, like flipping a light switch or something like that. But you can do this on your own. But we're just trying to get an idea what it's like here, because you'll be able to take this with you. So we try our best. You can also, if you're in a prayerful mood, you approach like that and say, I'm not in the right mood to read. My consciousness is distracted. I'm tired. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. Blah, 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 blah. You know, I've already heard so much for today. I'm already miserable because the material world is miserable. And, you know, and I'm not quite in the mood, but still, I'm approaching you, requiring some help. So, you know, if you would like to give me some, allow me to associate with you, then that is your kindness. So we approach like that. So try to be as deep as we practically can. Any other questions on how to proceed? Okay. So, did you want to ask something?
Daily practice.
Huh?
Daily practice.
Yeah, but that will help.
Should be a daily practice.
Well, I won't say that, but if you find it suitable, make it a daily practice. So most of this booklet that we put together is quotations from Prabhupada and parts of Prabhupada's books. I've just picked out some parts that I thought were relevant to the topic. So what I would like you to do now is just find a place to begin, basically, and try to follow this. And we'll do it for, I'll let you know how long, maybe 20 minutes. Till a quarter after one, you'll have a little bit of time to read. We'll also be doing this this afternoon, again, so this isn't our only time to try it. But just try to get yourself in the right consciousness, a receptive consciousness, to approach something extremely holy. If you were going to, if you're going for a job interview, you change your clothes, you get yourself in the right mood to do it. You have to do that. If you go to the temple, that's why we don't recommend that when people come to the temple, they wear jeans and you know, you dress a little carefully. You're going to meet a great personality. You want to present yourself suitably, and you dress suitably, and you want to have a suitable consciousness. So what we're talking about here is just trying to get the consciousness suitable to approach these holy books so that they give us association with the holy personalities who wrote them. So we want to do it a little prayerfully, and the instructions are there. So, okay. So, begin. I mean, I know it's hard to do it on demand. Okay, everyone be prayerful now. But try your best, because we have 20 minutes.
Anywhere?
Any way you like. I mean, you might not do it that way all the time. It might be just where you're reading, but right now, you can start anywhere. So I'll give you 5 minutes warning before we're going to end, so you have time to pull yourself out. Try to get as deeply as you can. And no talking during this time. You can talk to Krishna as much as you like, though. See if you can just get your mood right. That I'm approaching something holy and I'm not so holy. And I need guidance, I need help, I need to associate with purity. I need to associate with Prabhupada. If Prabhupada were right here, how much we would love to hear him speak. So he's here in the form of his books. So you can read a lot or a little, but just try to be deep and try to see what the Bhagavatam has to tell you. Or Chaitanya Charitamrita, whatever it happens to be. If you're not sure where to read, you can read the Prabhupada's comments on the prayers of Queen Kunti that we read, starting on page 8. Read slowly and deeply. So everything you read penetrates deeply. Use your intelligence, use your heart, use your inspiration. think about how this is, how is this relevant for you personally? Be introspective. Your reading is making you humble. You're doing well. In the middle of your reading, you feel like asking Krishna to help you with something specific, be prayerful and do so. Read slowly and deeply. That's the point. And introspectively. See how it applies to you. It's not to tell others. See how it applies to you. slowly and deeply and introspectively, seeing how it, and prayerfully, seeing how it applies to you. Let mercy, as for the Prabhupada and the Bhagavatam, giving you. What guidance, what instructions, maybe what shifts you should make, something you have to lament about, something you have to be thankful for, prayer to offer. Maybe by Krishna's mercy you'll get a gift of a jewel, something valuable, and you'll read it by mercy. These books are personal, so you're dealing with a person. So when you deal with people, your attitude is so important. They're not just books, they're transcendental literatures. Another 5 minutes. See if you can maintain good concentration and focus, but also know that this time of this session is coming to an end, so you should gather up what you've gained and be thankful and prayerful. There's such association with Prabhupada's books, guidance, inspiration, direction, confirmation, shifting. Deepening, all come if we approach the books in proper consciousness. Just like if we approach the deities in proper consciousness. In every relationship there's giving and taking. So this is what Prabhupada wanted to give us, and we should take it. I heard him say that. Feel humbled, it's a good sign. In just another 2 minutes. If there's one line that really strikes you, you can just stay with that one line and go very deeply into understanding it in great depth. Seconds. So if you want to offer some prayers. What I'd like you to do now is just divide yourself, just move into groups of 4, 5, 6, like that, and just gently discuss any realizations you may have gotten or gifts that you've gotten or anything that struck you from what you just read. So do that now, and we'll do that for 10 minutes. Move into groups of 5, 4, 6, whatever is convenient. Natural with who's surrounding you. And And if everyone's back is to you, just turn around and find a group. Join a group.